whatever is fine as it is. Or even the human pain body has a function, and that is that it provides fuel for consciousness, the pain. Ultimately, it becomes your spiritual teacher, one of your spiritual teachers. And for some people, their main spiritual teacher. I'd say for me, it was my main spiritual teacher because I couldn't live with him any longer. So I couldn't live with myself any longer. And a large part of myself, when that realization came to me as a thought, I cannot live with myself any longer. A large part of who I felt myself to be consisted of emotional pain. And that just became unbearable. And that's why I'm here now. So the mechanism there of ultimately what is ego-induced pain, pain induced through unconscious living, through ego, pain body. Egoic living creates pain, suffering. It even needs the continuation of pain because the ego and the pain body, they both need conflict, they both need further pain. The ego needs it to define itself through the other, the enemy, the not me. It needs the boundary around itself. It needs to create opposition in order to feel itself. It needs somebody to disagree with me, for example, so that I can feel that I'm right. He's wrong. And in being right, the delusion of who I am grows a little bit. So I need that. If everybody agrees with me, I would begin to lose my artificial sense of self, my mind-made sense of self. Often the collective identity that is in certain religions largely consists of the unbelievers, those who are not us, give us our identity. We define ourselves through those unbelievers. They give us our sense of who we are. Now, if they suddenly they all became believers, we would be at a loss. Who are we now? They are all in possession of the truth now, so we lose our identity as the possessors of the truth. If everybody's in possession of the truth, who are we? If we're at peace with everybody and we don't have enemies, who are we? If we don't define ourselves through our enemies, not only collectively, also personally, people define themselves through their problematic life situation. All the problems in their life situation make up my life, me and my life. So that artificially induced sense of self disappears. Pain is not who you are. It's simply an energy that lives in you for a while and then becomes transmuted. Become friendly with your pain body. May not yet be thankful for it. I'm thankful now, but at that time I wasn't thankful. Become friendly with your pain body. This is the most powerful transformative tool, so to speak. Because very often, what manifests in the present moment is the pain body in you. So if you're not making the now into an enemy, if you become friendly with the now, that will mean at times you have to become friendly with the pain body because you're experiencing that emotion now. It's part of what is now. And that is becoming friendly with it, simply accept that it's there. There it is. I can feel it. That implies, of course, that you know it's there. Which in turn implies, of course, that there's enough presence for you to see it. You cannot become friendly with the pain body if you don't see it. And the pain body's nature is not being friendly in itself. So when you are the pain body, you cannot become friendly with the present moment. That's not what the pain body does. So you see how it connects. It's based on presence. If there's presence in you, then you can accept it. Then you can be friendly with it. If there's not enough presence, you can't be friendly with the pain body because then you are the pain body and the pain body is not friendly. But once you are able to detect it, and that's all that's required to know it's there, then you can bring acceptance to it and say, there you are, there it is, whatever. Or simply just watch, feel it. Wow. Feel the raw emotion of it. Feel even the need to wanting someone else to draw in and make him or her part of that emotion. Feel what it feels like directly. What does it feel like in you as an energy field? What amazing. So you're watching it. That's all. That's all that's needed. So you cannot really watch it internally if you don't fully accept it. And you cannot fully accept it if you're not there as the witness, as the watcher of it. And that's all that's needed. So pain body, nothing wrong with you. Human. Humanity in its present evolutionary stage, you can't escape that. The present evolutionary stage of humanity has pain body. Nothing personal. Not a problem. Not your personal dilemma. And by the way, there's nothing personal in presence either. The whole idea of person ultimately goes out of the window.